You're listening to Loving BDSM Podcast, episode 17. Today's episode is for those last-minute holiday shoppers or someone who's looking for their next new toy. Hey everybody, Kayla Lords here. Welcome to the Loving BDSM Podcast. If this is your first time listening, glad to have you. If you're back for another week, welcome back. Loving BDSM is produced every Friday for your kinky pleasure and education, and show notes are found at kaylalords.com. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If you love what you hear, we'd love a good review on iTunes to help other kinksters find us. You can follow me on Twitter, at Kayla Lords, or stalk John Brownstone at southernsirsplace.com. All links are in the show notes. No sponsor for today's show because neither Daddy nor I want to be obnoxious and sell our own stuff all the time. That's just spammy and no one wants that. But this is a reminder that kinky businesses with hot and erotic products or services can sponsor the show. Contact me at kaylalords@gmail.com or click the link in the show notes to get more information. Let's get to the show. For the past few weeks, I've been meaning to put together a list of our favorite sex toys and accessories in the bedroom to help newer kinksters find something new to try or to help anyone who wants to buy something a little unexpected for their partner this holiday season. Well, we're a week out from Christmas and Hanukkah is already over. But there's a bright side, because there always is. You've got time to make your Valentine's Day a little sexier and kinkier. You know, I'd like to make this list an annual thing based on new toys we try during the year, but for this first one, I'm sticking with our tried and true favorite things to use in the bedroom. Links to learn more about these toys and products are in the show notes, y'all. Okay, so in no particular order, let's talk sex toys. Now, I say no particular order, but probably my favorite toy of all is my Hitachi, otherwise known as the original magic wand. There are plenty of knockoffs, and I know people like those, but I love, love, love my Hitachi. It has two settings. They call the first one, quote, low, but they lie. And the other one is, holy fucking shit, I think I just exploded. Or, as they call it, high. Daddy bought an attachment with a dial, so instead of two settings, I also get to feel everything in between low and high. With the dial, he just moves it and turns it, and the settings just sort of flow up and down, and it's both wonderful and awful at the same time. In case you wondered, yes, the original Hitachi plugs into the wall. You do need to be near an outlet, but I believe they offer a battery-powered cordless version. Say that three times fast. And if you think you can't give sex toys as presents, I'll have you know this was my Christmas present a couple of years ago. Best present ever. Now, I gush like a geyser when this thing is applied to my clit, and I writhe and scream like a crazy woman. It's great. For forced orgasms and orgasming until you're a wet noodle, there's nothing better. And guys, I dare you to apply this to your cock. Daddy did, and that was probably the strongest orgasm he's ever had. Now, next up is the suede flogger. Now, we have several floggers made of different materials, leather, paracord, you name it. But suede is my favorite because when applied lightly, it's soft and soothing. But when a bit of speed and technique are added, it stings like a bitch. We have a small purple one that's considered a warm-up flogger, but somehow he raises welts on my ass with it. And we also have a set of black and white suede floggers that are big and heavy and get a really good thud going on my butt. Now, some people like stinging pain, others like the thuddy kind. I'm squarely on the side of thuddy, but since I'm a bit of a pain slut, I'll take the stings if that's all he's giving me that day. Now, in keeping with toys of ass destruction, I don't want to forget to mention paddles. We have two I like. And we had three. One was a ping pong paddle, but he broke it over my ass in the club one night, so I won't include it. But if you've got one or can find one cheap, try it out. OMG, it works wonders. The two remaining paddles are as different as night and day. One is rubber with two distinct sides, smooth and rough. I can tell the difference when he strokes my ass with it, but once he starts pounding on me, all I know is that it's heavy and hurts. And the other paddle is a wooden one he made, and we'll be producing more of next year. It's long and slender and made of wood that's not too heavy, so you get more of a sting than a thud, and it's long enough to get all of my ass in one shot. He's got a heavier one he's working on that has me nervous just from the test taps he's done with it. Now, we're still talking about my ass, and I was forced, okay, I was asked nicely, to mention Daddy's favorite, a Delrin cane. It's not too long, it's black, and hurts like a motherfucker, y'all. I'm not a fan of the cane, but I do love the marks and bruises it leaves behind. For me to handle it without using my safe word, he has to warm me up good and mess with my other senses. Edge me until I'm begging to come, and then wham, the cane lands on my ass. Or uses the Wartenberg wheel on my back and follows that sensation with the cane across my butt. The other option is to get me almost completely into subspace where I can handle just about anything because I'm floating on endorphins and other natural drugs. but like I said, it's his favorite more than mine, but it definitely makes an impact. No pun intended. So let's moving away from my butt for a while. Another toy we both love are glass dildos. Now, they're usually pretty, which is always a selling point to me, and you can get them in different shapes and different colors. For those of you who are into it, I believe I have seen one that looks like a tentacle. So for my friends out there who are into tentacle porn, you can have a tentacle glass dildo. Okay, so you put them in hot water or in the freezer, and then you've got instant sensation play. One night, he placed a vibrator against my clit and fucked me with a cold glass dildo. My brain was immediate mush. It was great. It also cleans up well and can handle just about anything you do with it, like vaginal penetration or anal, but not one right after the other, y'all. That's how you get germs in places that don't need to be there. Okay, so we're done with toys. I'm adding two accessories to the list because they each have their uses, even if they're not actual toys. The first one is nipple charms. Now, they're just pretty, and my baby girl side just sort of loves them, and quite frankly, I could really use some more of them. When we were long distance, he'd have me wear them to work or when I went out with friends, and as I was getting dressed, I'd have to send him a picture of this charm attached to my nipple. I always felt a little naughty and very decadent when I wore them out. Now, some clamp onto your nipples, while others have a sticky backing like a sticker, and they stick to your areola and breast, and depending on the size you get, they cover a large area or a little area. Not quite a pasty. It doesn't cover completely. You can still see your nipple, but it's like decoration for your boobs. It's great. Now, the other accessory I need to mention is something that I think most of us talk about, but some people are still kind of squigged out about, and I don't know why. It's lube, y'all. Now, I used to never need lube. I never thought about lube. It wasn't until I considered anal that I even bought my first bottle of it. But the reality is that for me, I'm 36. My body has changed over the past few years, and I don't always get as wet as I used to, no matter how turned on I am. Lube is our new friend. And really, y'all, if you ever plan on trying anal, you're going to need it anyway. So when I first started out with lube back in the day, I used KY and Astroglide, both of which you can buy in Target, Walmart, CVS, major pharmacies, most major retailers. If they sell healthcare products like that, you can usually find them there. Over the past couple of years, though, we've tried other brands, and one of our new favorites is something called Pink, which comes in several varieties to use on toys, sensitive skin, you name it. Now, don't feel embarrassed if you need to use it. Not getting wet doesn't always mean your partner isn't doing a good job or you're not really into the moment. You know if you're into the moment or not. Sometimes your body just doesn't cooperate. Women's bodies are complicated things, and sometimes, whether due to age or stress or who knows, we just don't produce enough lubricant to get the job done. It's okay, really. Buy some lube and always keep it handy. We have our stash in the nightstand on Daddy's side of the bed, so it's always close by, but still hidden away. Okay, y'all, that's me done talking about toys. If you're willing to pay for overnight shipping, you can still order toys for Christmas. But if not, remember, there's always Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, or just because you damn well feel like it. I hope some of the toys I've mentioned are new to you and that you decide to give them a try. These are the toys and accessories that get the most playtime in our bedroom, and I really do highly recommend them. Okay, that's all for me this week. We will have episodes on Christmas and New Year's, even though those holidays fall on Fridays. Just fun little things, not meant to educate anyone about anything, but they'll feature both of us, so that's always interesting. Remember, sponsorships are available for the show, and I'm starting to schedule them now for 2016. Rates are very reasonable while we're still a little baby show. Contact me if you're interested. Okay, y'all. Keep it kinky, y'all, and we'll see you next week.